It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guy.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys and Grillin' Guys Talk Network, Jethro FM, all over this great state of Michigan and wherever you may be living and listening on the World Wide Web. But last show of the season, Barbecue Bob, here we go, man. It's been a crazy 2022, but we got to put it behind us today and look forward. But I'm Joppin. He is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, buddy. Yeah, welcome. Thanks for taking a little time to listen to our ramblings. It's supposed to be all about grilling, but we seem to hit on all sorts of other things, and we're going to do that again this morning.
Well, yeah, it makes the show more interesting because I can only grill you so many times, right?
Sometimes it's just not convenient to grill, and sometimes there are things that are better in the oven or in a pot.
Yeah, well, last night, for example, we got together, and our, you know, I don't know about where you were, but we had a blizzard in right before Christmas and went right up through Christmas Day, and it changed a lot of plans. And one of those plans was, as I traditionally am fortunate enough to share Christmas Eve with Bob and his family, and we didn't make it this year because of the weather. The driving conditions were horrible, and nobody wants to spend Christmas Eve in a ditch, so we passed. But then later in the week, we got together. And one of those things that Bob was talking about is, like, we got there, and it's just going to be a casual thing, a few drinks, and let's do hot dogs, he said. He's going to do a hot dog bar. He made his famous Coney sauce. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it was like, when you get there, you know, on the way, my wife says, well, how's Bob going to prepare the hot dogs? And I'm thinking to myself, well, he'll grill them, right? Because, I mean, that's what you do with hot dogs. But we got there, and for a myriad of circumstances, it's like, nah, I'm not going to go out with the grill. We're just going
to
boil
these. We had the three grand dogs locked in the garage.
Right.
So to get to the grilling shack, I have to go through the garage because it's behind the garage. And I didn't want to fight a couple of dingoes and a pit bull.
Right.
To get my wieners in the house.
Right. Yeah, because you know as soon as you open the door, they'd be scatting in by your feet.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But anyway, so we had boiled hot dogs. But tell me about that chili sauce, because I told my wife what the ingredients were on the way there, and she wrinkled up her nose, but then when she ate it, she thought it was really good.
Well, I give her credit. She tried it.
Right.
My wife saw me grinding up. Coney sauce is almost always, at least if you're a Detroit person or eat Detroit Coneys, it's beef heart. It's
right.
Ground heart. And if you didn't know it, you would never guess it.
No.
Because it's just burger. I mean, it's... But my wife saw me slicing up this giant heart, and she goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm making Coney sauce. And she's like, why are you using that? I said, because every Coney sauce you've ever had, my love, is made with beef heart. She goes, oh, no. I said, you love Lafayette's, right? Yeah, that's beef heart.
Yeah.
Now she'll probably never eat one again. Anyway, I'm glad you liked it. I was not happy with it, but it was okay.
A couple things. You took the entire heart and you ground it. It was a fine grind. So
I double ground it.
Okay. You put a double ground and use like your mixer with a grinder on the end?
Yeah. Or? We have one of those big KitchenAids. I think you actually bought me the grinder as a Christmas present.
I don't remember.
Years ago.
Yeah. But that's what you did.
Yeah. Well, my wife has, you know, the big KitchenAid mixer.
Stand mixer.
You can
yeah.
get a couple different attachments. I've got the meat grinder, and then I've got maybe a vegetable slicer,
yeah.
which is less practical than our food processor. So I always just use a food processor. But so you grind the heart up, and you've got this burger, and then put a little oil in a saucepan, and then you start adding your spices, which are paprika, chili pepper, garlic, cumin. Just all sorts of things. It's an intricate, complicated blend. It's not like, you know, something you'd throw together. Somebody spent a lot of time perfecting this. And
so you had the recipe.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
There's all sorts of them online.
Yeah.
This was a little different than the last one I used. The last one I liked better. So I'll have to, I could have dug that up out of my computer, but I just popped up online and found one that looked familiar.
Right.
And it was close. It was you liked it. I didn't mind it.
Right.
It wasn't quite what I was hoping for.
But anyway, so you cooked it down so it was not dry. It was still a little moist, so it stuck together when
right.
you put it on the
right.
You put it on the dog.
And if you go to Detroit and go to, there's two famous Coney spots right next to each other. I think it's National and Lafayette.
Right.
And I like the Lafayette. Now their sauce has more of a gravy to it, and okay. I really like that. And I think next time I'll work towards getting that done.
Yep.
But and then they put it all over your dogs. And you don't pick them up. It's a fork and knife thing.
Right.
With this stuff I made last night, you could actually pick them up. So yep. that's how some people like it.
And you had the buns that were split on top rather than down
yes.
the side.
Yes.
So that kind of helps keep everything up there, too, because they kind of sit upright on
right.
your plate a little bit.
Right.
But I agree. I tried to take one bite picking it up, and it was going all over me. So then it went to knife and fork for
yeah.
the next two. So. they yeah. were good, though.
Good.
They were very good.
And, of course, you can't have a Coney without a good Detroit better made potato chip. So,
oh, yeah.
So, yep. you know, we're authentic, at least if we're maybe not the best at everything, but we are authentic.
And we used to better made as a sponsor as a result of that.
Yeah.
We were big on Coney's for a while, but and those better made chips are they had like a traditional thin one, then we had a waffle one or a wavy one rather, and then there was a sour cream and onion too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get that many people around, I don't know, maybe there was 10, 12 of us there last night, and get that many people around, you can blow through some dogs and chips.
Now, if you don't have beef heart, you can use ground beef.
Yeah.
And most of these recipes call for ground beef. And if you don't want your wife to freak out, you might use ground beef.
Yeah.
My wife never did try it last night.
Well, she didn't?
No. Oh.
She missed out.
This is a girl that's half Lebanese and grew up eating raw lamb.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Maybe she's had enough of that.
Must be. She's had enough of a lot of things, if you ask her.
Right.
But yesterday was my son-in-law, Matt Treewiler. It was his birthday, and he's the guy that works for HGTV.
Yeah.
So he's a deal, and he had a huge turnout and turned 40.
Oh.
And it's a big deal.
Is that why he disappeared last night? He came up to eat. And then he went down and I think went to bed early.
Well, no, when they
so he probably
come home,
got beat up the night before.
When they come home, they meet all their friends and all of them want to take them out. So we probably see the grandkids more than we see our own kids.
Sure,
but that's okay.
Yeah, yep. Well, that's why they're here. They live out of state, so
yeah.
it's fun.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about the holidays is
yeah.
generally people will come from hither and yon to come home and see the parents and during the holidays, and if you can cross paths with some of those friends, it might be the only time you see them during the year. So
well,
it's
and,
cool.
It's nice because we have a large home with a lot of bedrooms, so not only can they stay and their kids, but very often the other grandkids will come and they have sleepovers. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, Maggie just lives down the road, so her girls, when the twins are there, they have to be there.
Sure, sure. Well, it's their chance to see their cousins. Like
yeah.
I said, they're in town and they want to reconnect. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But as a result, you do a ton of food, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And, the food is always a great part of getting everybody together and the fellowship. And throughout the rest of the show, maybe we'll touch a little bit on some of the things that you did there because it's a lot of fun and it takes some creativity. You have a couple chefs in your family,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
They may not be professionally trained, but you've got some people that can cook, and
yes.
it always comes up with special things.
Well, so. and Alex's fiance, they both work for large companies up north, and they're chemical engineers. So her name's Caitlin, and her company is Occidental.
Okay.
And she makes salt.
Oh, okay.
Alex works for...
Don't you just mine salt?
Martin Marietta. Well, they have processes and they make different products.
Ah, I see.
But Alex actually works for Martin Marietta in Manistee, and he produces magnesium.
Oh.
So anyway.
Well, that makes sense. They're chemical engineers, both
yeah.
of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, her company gives her a Saunders ham every year.
Oh.
And so she gave that to me. She goes, I don't know what to do with this.
Right.
They said it has to be finished cooking.
Yeah.
So that's smoking today.
Oh, all right. So coming up next, we're going to dive into some of the holiday food that we had and maybe some appetizers and things that you can try. So you listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.